KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports this morning, former Iowa standout Kathleen Doyle is ready for the next challenge, which is landing a roster spot with the Indiana Fever. Doyle was taken in the second round of the WNBA draft by the Fever after a senior season, which she averaged more than 18 points and 6 assists in being named the Big Ten Player of the Year.
I can't really control it. I'm just going to do my best and try to play as hard as I can every possession that I have the opportunity to play in, and just try to be myself, my full self, from the beginning of training camp to the end, and show what I can do. So just not hold back and not have any regrets in training camp, and that's what I'm going to try to do. We'll see.
Doyle is looking forward to the opportunity to prove herself.
It's definitely going to be a challenge, and I'm going to be going against the best in the world. So, but those are the kinds of situations that I love to put myself in, and just really competitive, and I think people appreciate that competitive fire, and you're going to need it, especially as a rookie in the WNBA. People are going to come at you and try to show you what's up a little bit. So I'm ready for it, and I'm not going to back down from any challenge.
With the season in limbo right now, Doyle's not sure when training camp might begin.
They haven't given me any information about that yet, but I know that I'm hoping they'll give me more information, but it's kind of just a weird time right now. Nobody has any idea when it'll start or anything like that. So I'm just kind of waiting.
Doyle says playing in a league as good as the Big Ten will help her chances of earning a roster spot. Well, men's college basketball news. Former Wallert High School star and University of Iowa player Cordell Pemsel has found a new school. He's committed to transfer to Virginia Tech. Pemsel spent his first 4 years at Iowa, and that includes a redshirt year in 2018-2019 before he decided to graduate and transfer. In total, Pemsel played in 96 games, starting 14 of them, averaging just under 6 points and a little over 4 rebounds a game during his time in Iowa City with the Hawkeyes. Virginia Tech was 16-16 this last season. They went 7-13 in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Well, during his time as Iowa head coach, Kirk Ferentz has had 70 players taken in the NFL draft, and that list will grow this week. Several Hawkeyes are expected to be taken in the draft, which begins on Thursday night.
Just about anybody plays football, I think college football has that dream of maybe chasing and pursuing their NFL career. So, you know, we certainly have a group of seniors right now that are prominent in that regard. Several will get drafted. It's really an exciting time for them, so we wish them all the best.
Tackle Tristan Wirfs and defensive end A.J. Epinesa are possible first-round selections, but Ferentz says this past Super Bowl showed that you don't have to be taken early to make an impact.
You've got guys that were mid-round draft picks, C.J. Beathard, George Kittle, and then Anthony Hitchens, and then a free agent like Ben Neiman, who's done a great job. So there's four guys, plus Ross Reynolds is a free agent. So there's a lot of ways to get to the NFL. Not everybody's going to be a first-rounder. But everybody has a chance once there to be successful.
Iowa's Pro Day was canceled due to the COVID-19 shutdown, and Ferentz says that may impact players who were not invited to the scouting combine.
Not only did it hurt the players a little bit, some of the guys that haven't had a chance to train, a guy like Christian Welch didn't get a chance to run a 40, for instance, or do some of the tests that they do for the NFL people. So that's a little bit of a, you know, it hurts them a little bit. The other thing that's missing is, you know, all the people that were NFL people that come to Pro Day, whether it's scouts, GMs, you know, different people from organizations, all the people that come and do individual workouts and meetings with our prospects up until the draft, all that stuff's been cut out.
Iowa quarterback Nate Stanley has been projected by many as a fifth-round choice, and he says leading the Iowa offense for 3 years is a plus.
Well, one, I think just the experience of being in a system that's similar to some of those offenses, and two, just being under center, being comfortable being under center. You know, I was under center probably more than 50% of the time in college, so I really feel confident and comfortable under center, and know that transition will be a little bit easier for me.
Stanley says spending 3 years as a starter has prepared him for the next challenge.
I mean, I definitely feel a lot more comfortable, a lot more confident, you know, in all my abilities, really. You know, not only just speaking to the media, but also, you know, out on the field, being a vocal leader, you know, things like that. I feel a lot more comfortable, a lot more confident, you know, in that progressed as I went on in my career, and, you know, feel really good with where I'm at.
And the NFL draft will be a little different this year due to the circumstances, but it will begin coming up on Thursday night. Well, sports fans hoping for a fast return to the games they love might need to temper their expectations. Although sports leagues talk publicly about their desire to return to competition before summer, those are best-case scenarios. Behind closed doors, they're hatching different potential plans. All 30 baseball teams playing in Arizona, home run contest to decide tie games, the Stanley Cup being hoisted in an empty arena that neither team calls home, end-of-season soccer standings decided by a vote, and college football games in the spring. Over the past week, the Associated Press interviewed more than 20 policymakers, coaches, and players across the globe for their assessments of the situation. They all concede that sports may not restart for months, if at all, this year. Most agree that what's needed is a drastic ramp-up in testing, a vaccine, or some type of improved treatment to make players feel safe to compete. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the infectious disease expert, has suggested that sports could conceivably return with no fans in arenas and constant testing for the players, who would likely need to be quarantined in hotels for weeks or months. Not all players, though, are on board. In other developments, so Wayne Gretzky is optimistic the NHL will be able to resume at some point this summer. He tells the Associated Press he's hopeful hockey and other sports will be able to come back from the coronavirus pandemic and serve as a sign that conditions are improving. Gretzky says he believes leaders in the U.S. and Canada will find a way to bring back hockey and other sports in June, July, and August. The league is considering several options on trying to resume this season, including going directly to the playoffs at several neutral sites. The players and coaches for Italian soccer team Roma have waived their salary for 4 months. The team hasn't played a competitive match since March 1st because of the pandemic, so the players and coaching staff will forego their salaries due to them for March, April, May, and June. British horse racing's most successful flat trainer of all time is recovering after contracting the coronavirus. Mark Johnston has been isolating since having the symptoms confirmed, and his family says that he is making good progress. In 2018, Johnston celebrated his 4,194th winner, which is the most of any trainer in British history. A Japanese professor of infectious disease says he is very pessimistic that the postponed Tokyo Olympics can open in 15 months. Kentaro Iwata of Kobe University says, to be honest with you, I don't think the Olympics is likely to be held next year. The CEO of the Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee expressed similar reservations 10 days ago. Since then, the Organizing Committee and the International Olympic Committee have said there is no plan B other than working for the Olympics to open on July 23rd of 2021. And William Byron won his second consecutive NASCAR virtual race by holding off Timmy Hill in a drama-free event at Virtual Richmond Raceway. The most excitement came when Matt DiBenedetto was parked for intentionally crashing Ryan Preece, and then the two engaged in a Twitter spat. The iRacing series has had a sour taste since Bubba Wallace lost a sponsor for quitting a game in rage, and Kyle Larson was fired for using a racial slur. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.